Okay, today is Ayin Hey. We're on Ayin Dalim with Beis, on the last line. Talking about Hakoreya Almanas Litvor. Next of the malachas that we're going to discuss is tearing, but the tearing has to be on the condition to reattach. That's the av malacha for the Kayami Doraisa. The Gemara asks, Kriya b'Mishkan, where was their tearing in the Mishkan, right? All the avos malachas have to be patterned after what took place during the Mishkan, whether it was Binyan Mishkan or whether it was what it did in the Mishkan during the times that it was extant. The question is, though, Kriya b'Mishkan m'Nihavi. So Rabba and Rav Zeir, the Amri Tarvayo, they will say, Shekein Yiriya Shenafova Darna. If you had one of the curtains that a darna is some sort of worm and makes a round hole in the curtain, so it's hard to sew just a round hole, it doesn't come out even. So what they would do, korinba, they would rip it further on top and bottom to make it easier to sew, vitoprinoso. So therefore you see kriya amanas litvor is in the Mishnah. Rashi says darna tolas umenakabo nekav katava agul, makes a small round hole. You have to rip on top and below the nekev. Somehow it wouldn't come out as a smooth stitch if it was just trying to sew up the circle. So they would rip it to make it long, and that would be the kriya amanas litvor. Okay.
Not just construction, maintenance too. Right?
What?
There's a machlokus
about what it is. There's a machlokus that seems from here that it's
maintenance.
It seems to me that it's maintenance, or it could be during construction if it got ripped. I mean, I don't think it's a proof. The Gemara is going to bring three halachas that Rav Zutcher heard from Rav, and that's why they're written together here. So Amar Rav Zutcher Bar Tuvia Amar Rav Hamoseach Chut Shel Tfira B'Shabbes Chayv Chatos. If someone sort of pulls together stitches that are becoming loose on Shabbos, that is also chayiv chatas. That is the tefira. That is sewing it up. So Rashi says, "Namotei chutz al tefira beged hatafor va'omed." It's already sewn up. V'niyeh chutz aruch v'nifredu shtei chatichos al beged zob mizob b'miksas v'chutei tefiras nimshachin u'moseach es roshei chutz l'hadik l'chaber zohi tefirasu chayiv.
I think it's the idea of also like with the talus, when it gets a little, the mat gets untied, when you pull it together, that's a concept of tefira. That's number one.
V'halomei davar echa min ha-magosh, someone who learns one thing from the magosh. The magosh is some sort of apikoros, who had some sort of min, whose derech is to try to draw people towards the avodah zarah. If you learn one thing from that person, even if you learn divrei Torah from them, that is chayiv misa, because the chash here, I guess, is that you're going to be doing avodah zarah. I don't know why it's chayiv misa. The chayiv misa should come out when you actually do the avodah zarah. Why are you chayiv misa from learning something that will lead you to avodah zarah? It's not right, but I don't think you've done the avodah zarah just yet. So I'm not sure what it means that you're actually chayiv misa.
Potential.
It's potential for what?
Ben-Sorah-Mor.
Yeah, but that's not a Ben-Sorah-Mor here.
That's it's potential.
So where's the source? So what's... The next thing is, if someone knows how to count the seasons and the constellations, the Eino Choshev, and he just doesn't do it, I mean, the guy has the scientific knowledge and the ability to do something like this, and he doesn't do it, you're not allowed to learn from him. Right? So the reason being is that the guy has the ability, I guess, to Mekad Hashem Shemayim, to show everybody that if he can be a from scientist or something like that, then he doesn't do it. You're also a sacramental. You're not allowed to learn. You're not allowed to learn from him. Fine. Magoshasa. Now the Gemara says Magoshasa. What's a Magoshasa that Tosfos has a gerus of Magusha? This Magoshasa that we mentioned B'chol Makom. We mentioned in other places. What is the Magoshasa? One say that the Magosha is some sort of sorcerer. Bechad Amar Gadofe. Another guy says that he is a min who's stuck with his avodah zara and he's constantly cursing Shem Hashem and he convinces other people to do avodah zara. So either he's some sort of sorcerer or he's an obin avodah zara. So which one? So Machlokas Rav Shmuel, what he is? So Testayim, we should prove the Rav Amar Gadofe, that Rav is the one who says that he's this min, that he's this obin avodah zara and not just a sorcerer. The Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tovia Amar Rav, who just saw that Rav Zutra said in the name of Rav. If you learn one thing from the Magosh, Yechayev Misa, right? So, Yechayev Misa. If you say that he's just a sorcerer, then the pasuk says, "Haksiv lo silmad lasos." You're not going to learn to do what these sorcerers and what these people do. About talamed lavinu lahoros, you're not going to learn from them just to save people from kishos. Idea: if someone does an act and he claims to be a navi, you have to know whether or not that what he's doing is real nevuah or whether it's kishov. So you're allowed to learn that. So if you're allowed to learn that, how you chayav misa must mean that Rav said that if that must mean that Rav says that he is a that he's a min, because if he's not a min, then you'll be able to learn from him. About talamed lavin lahoro. So to stayim that Rav said he's a min, that's why it's a vodozara, and that's why you're not allowed, that's why he's why is it proof? All right, because he says you chayav misa. He says you chayav misa from it. That's a vodozara. Because if it was just a sorcerer. Then if this guy was just a sorcerer, then you wouldn't be chayav misa from learning from him. The fact that you are chayav misa from learning from him must mean that he's an obed of avodah zarah, not just stam, some sort of sorcerer. Okay. Amar Rav Shimon ben Pasi, Amar Rav Shimon ben Levi, Mishum bar kapara. Kol hayodeya lachase betkufos umazolos. Anyone who knows how to count or calculate the seasons and the constellations, the ain ochoshev, and does not do so, alav akosev amar on him. The pasuk states, "The espoel Hashem lo yabitu." He doesn't look at the workings of Hashem. Umasi yadav lo ro. He doesn't look at the working of Hashem. He doesn't see the handiwork of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because he's able to do so and he does it and he doesn't do so. Amar Rav Shimon bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yochanan, minayim shemitzvos al adam lachashev tekufas umzalos. How do you know it's an actual mitzvah for a person to calculate the seasons and the constellations? Shneimar, the pasuk says in Devarim, ushmartem vaasisem. Right, you should guard and you should do, because this is the wisdom, right, into the eyes of the nations. So eza chachma ubina shehil enei ha'amim. What type of chachma ubina do we know of that it's open to the eyes of the nations to see? That is the counting of the constellations and of the seasons. Rashi says why? She chachma hanikeresi. This is a very visible and open academic pursuit, I guess. Shemarelehem siman l'dvarav mihiluch hacham of mazalos, because you can point out a reason and what you, I guess, sort of your predictions that you can make. Shemeidik l'dvarav, and because the constellations prove him. Sheomer shana zo gushumahi, you can say this is a rainy season vihi, and you say that it happens. V'chein shana zo shechuna vihi chein. Shekola itim l'fi amahalik hacham mazalosel, you can predict. You can sort of be a meteorologist to predict based on the movements, on the movements. Right, hakol if yishah hamaschalas l'shamesh b'kedisas hacham l'mazal. Based on the mazalos, you can determine everything. So you can say A is going to happen, B is going to happen, and it actually happens. So that's chachma that is then shown le'enei ha'amim. That's why it's a mitzvah. It's a kiddush Hashem to show that you can calculate this. I'm not sure. I don't know. What does that necessarily mean? Well, I mean, the application is that someone can be a scientist. It can be something that to talk of, show prove the nature of the world. Is based on the Torah. I don't know. I don't know what the practical application of that means. Next, going back to the malachos. Well, there's something to it. Their accuracy is not that bad. I mean, hatzad svi, right? So the Mishnah says it's someone who hunts or traps a svi. So now the Gemara mentions brings a price of Tana Rabbanan. Hatzad chilazon. Someone captures the chilazon, the muscle, the snail, whatever it is. Where you get the phallus from, behapotso, and you squeeze it. So you squeeze it out to get the blood to be used for the dye to make it phallus. Eino chayev ela achas. You're only chayev one chatas. You're only chayev because of tzeda. You're not chayev a chatas because of the ptzia, of the squeezing. Rabbi Yehuda omer chayev shtayim. No, you chayev two chatos, one on the tzeda, one on the ptzia. Shahai Rabbi Yehuda omer. Rabbi Yehuda would say ptzia bechlal disha. Ptzia is the same thing as dush, the same thing as threshing, which is basically squeezing out and getting the inner away from the outer, right? Removing the shaft and taking it out. So to here, it's the same idea that you're removing the blood from the inside, from something that's hidden. So it's considered disha. Rashi says, "Shemefarech damo." You're separating the blood, heymenu, kimefarech tzvua mekashin shela. Like you remove the tzvua from its outer hard shell. So the Gemara says, "Amar lo chacham," and say no. And I think this way we're paskin. Ain't psia b'chal disha. Psia is not in the context of disha. Why? Because Amar Rav, my time in the Rabbanan, the kasavri ain't disha el gedule karka. There's only concept of disha. Dush only applies on the rice level. Ligadule karka, the things that actually grow from the ground. What is considered things that go from the ground is another thing that can be dealt with. But disha only applies to gedule karka. So the Gemara, I asked the question of Tosfos also. we say that the malachos are learned from the Mishkan. So in Mishkan they would only dash simanim for gdulei karka, from gdulei karka. But is that really true? Because in the Mishkan you also needed to make tchelis. So you squeeze the chalazim to get the blood from the tchelis. So yeah, disha is only gdulei karka, but you must have had disha with the chilazon in the times of the Mishkan to make the chelas. So it's also in the Mishkan. So why is that? Why ain't disha ain't the karka? It should be ain't disha and a little bit duly karka and by the chilazon, because you squeeze the chilazon to get the blood. All right. So that's probably the answer. It's not considered double chasha. That's probably what it is. The Rama Paskins in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Ches Halacha Zayin. That's ain't disha and a little bit karka. Fine.
Anyway, this is, I assume this is where they did
start
the Mishkan, where they captured the...
Well, they could capture the chilazon, they also captured the deer to get the hides, to make the curtains and everything like that. They captured the deer. Whoever it was. It's a question you always ask. Oh, there was a ray of where? In the desert, where are they doing? Many answers given about that, whether it was an oasis, whether they went to... things happened, they had everything there, where they went to other... They went to merchants to get things. There are questions I always ask. They were chorish in the desert. Chorish what? The sand? What is chorish? Okay. Wait a second. So now you said that the machlok is only whether or not you're chayiv for dosh. Right? Definitely chayiv for tzeda. And you're not, machlok is about dosh. But what about chayiv nam mishum tilas neshama? You're killing the animal. Right? So whatever the tilas neshama is, whatever it is, you should be chayiv for it, because by taking it out, you close the door behind the deer, you trap the deer. That's it. You remove the chilazon from the water, you killed it, right? It's like removing the fish from the water. It dies because it's sort of an aquatic animal, needs to live in the water. Say so like a snail or a mussel or whatnot, something like that. Muss. Right? So lechayiv nami shum tilas neshama. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yochanan, Sheputza'o Meis. No. What you did was, is you captured these on Friday, or whatever it was, and they were lined up out there, and you squeezed it. It was dead already. So there's no Tilas Neshama in the act that you did on Shabbos. And also, what were you tzad then? Where was the tzeda? Is there tzeda for a dead animal? The idea here is that the Braisa said, that they said that you tzad chilazon, you chayev one. You're at least chayev for tzeda. So that you'll also be chayev for... No, it's dead already. So what'd you trap? You trapped a dead animal? I don't know, if you close the door behind a dead deer, that's not tzeda. I don't understand that. I don't know if he says anything on that. I don't understand how that works. Rabba Amar, no, Rabba says say that you're talking about Shepetzo Chai, that you squeeze it when it's Chai. Oh, maybe the question is, maybe he's saying like this, if you would saw the chilazon? No, saw the chilazon. And if you're chayiv on Shabbos, that means you're doing it on Shabbos. That means you're killing it on Shabbos.
What is it? They didn't do anything on Shabbos.
No,
right?
Of course not. Right. But you're saying if you on Shabbos do what they did in the Mishkan, then you're chayiv.
Right. So what's the case
for
Friday? Take it out of the water Friday?
The question was, aren't you chayiv? No. When you squeezed it, it was already dead. But if it was already dead, that means then where was the tzeda?
You took it out of the water.
But when I take it out of the water, then it's a lie. That means I killed it by taking it out of the water.
No, you didn't.
But doesn't the taking out of the water kill it also, not just the squeezing it? Oh. All right. Well, chayiv nami shum tilas neshama. Rav Yochanan shepetzo meis. Rav Yosef Amar, Yova Amar, afilu tamei shepetzo chayiv, that you squeezed it out when it was alive. Nevertheless, you're not chayiv because of the tilas neshama. Because misasek who eats the tilas neshama. You're misasek. It's not really misasek. Everyone points out it's really a davar shein miskaven over here. It's not really miskaven. It's davar shein miskaven because you don't really want it to die, so you're not chayiv for that. So the Gemara's wait. So the Gemara's an ass. Right? Rashi says misasek waits till tilas neshama. Kol melagabes tilas neshama having misasek davar acher, velo having lechem hasheva she'eino miskaven shiyomos. That's not your intent that it dies. Gemara says avay berava the amri tarvayu moder b'shem b'sik reishav lo yomos. It's inevitable. Take it out of the water, take a fish out of water.
No, you squeeze it.
It's gonna die. You squeeze it also. It's gonna die. Bottom line, it's gonna die. So who cares? It's some shame miskaven. It's a psikresha. Now, so Gemara had tough, difficult to figure out what the answer is here. Mishani hacha, the kama the east bein neshama tvei nichalei
ki heche de litzil tzive. You prefer that it to live, because the longer it lives, the better the blood that comes out, the quality of the quality of the dye is going to be better. So I'm not sure whether it means that it's, some say that what it means is that, oh, there's no real sick ratio here, because the way you're going to do it, you're going to do it in a way to try to keep it alive as long as possible. So it's not a psik ratio that's going to die right away. Others say, no, it's a psik ratio, it's a psik ratio lolichale. It's a psik ratio lolichale, it turns only to a rabbanon, it's not a deraisa, and therefore you're not going to be chayev. Okay.
Because I guess
neshama
is used mostly here,
that
the chalazon has
a neshama,
life.
Yeah, I think it's just a statement. Most times, the longer someone has a neshama, you want them to extend your life as long as possible. So the neshama here is a borrowed term.
Don't we hold that situation on Rishlei also in the right?
I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe Rav Shimon doesn't hold that. Maybe Rav Shimon doesn't hold it. Maybe we pass on Rav Shimon with Dovrim Skab, but we don't pass on the situation. I don't know.
We just talked about the showers.
Well, they don't even talk about it specifically. I mean, Tosos brings down. Tosos more goes to it than Rashi.
Who came up with the chilah between Nichole and Lo Nichole and making a lot of difference? Where'd that come from? What's coming somewhere?
Look at Tosos Dimasal Tve. Avogad Adi Psikresha, the Moder of Shimon, Hacha Miftar, Mishim to have a Malach Shane Tricha Lagufa. Right, I feel Miskaka Potter, and it goes on. V'chi moder of Shimon b'sik reisha, ha'ni mila b'midah d'nichlei, imis rame, d'havi tzrika l'gufa, v'amidi loch patlei, lo moder, he doesn't agree.
Every p'sik reisha b'l'nichlei turns into b'lacha shen tzrika
l'gufa. So then for his possible, then your potter.
Therefore
your potter.
Right. What does Rashi mean, v'chi moder of Shimon b'midah d'nichlei, wait, what do you
mean moder b'l'nichlei? V'chi moder of Shimon b'midah lo ichpuslei, he misrame umiyu kivuni lo mikaven. He doesn't. When Shimon agrees subsequently, it's something that he doesn't necessarily care what the outcome is going to be, right? And it happens. But when he doesn't want the outcome to happen, then Rav Shimon is not molded to subsequently. He molded Rav Shimon b'midi lo ichpat le imisrame umiyu kivuni lo mikaven. He doesn't care whether or not it happens or not, but he didn't have kavana for it. Here, he doesn't have kavanah for it, and he doesn't want it to happen. So, there, Shimon's not going to be mowed there. All right. The Mishnah then mentioned the hashochata, that you shech the animal. So, shochet mishum mai chayev. What are you chayev? What malacha you violate mishum shochet? I don't understand that. The Mishnah says shochet. So, isn't the malacha shkita? These are the avos malacha, shochet. Shochet mai chayev. I don't know, so, I'm not sure what that means. Right? The point being is that Shochet itself is not, Rashi says, my mechayev shchita b'melechas ha-mishkan heicha my vivda. Where was the shchita in the mishkan? So he says, v'imei oros elu adam, maybe he shechted the animals to get the skins of their hides. L'amali b'hu b'shchita b'chnit nami sanagi. You didn't have to shech them. You could have shot them. Who cares? We're not talking about eating. So why is shchita itself chayev? So Rav amar mishum tzoveya. Rav says it's a problem of tzoveya, because when you shech the behema, then the blood, I guess, stains the makom hashchita, and tzoveya is definitely a malacha. It was definitely a malacha in the Mishkan.
Shmuel Amar Mishum
taking the neshama is the malacha, because that's the and but they whatever, when you kill the animal, it's part of the tilus neshama. It's an example of tilus neshama. Right, just killing the animal. Question is, Tosis raised a question also, is that okay? Even if it's not, you should be chayav no matter what. We'll get to that in a second. All right. So Shmuel Amar Mishum Tilas Neshama. So Mishum Tzoveya in Mishum Tilas Neshama. Lo, so the man Dom and Rav says he chayav Tzoveya. That's it. Only chayav Tzoveya, not chayav because of Tilas Neshama. He says no. Ema Af Mishum. It's two. Not only is it Tilas Neshama, it's also Tzoveya.
What?
Right, going back to the chilazon, right?
So, will I
combine
Amalachos?
Yeah, we had the end of yesterday's doc. You do one act, you have multiple, one act. But we have plenty of times, you have one act, you have many chatos.
No, but this is an
example of
it's two different avos. One is the Tilos Hashama, one is the Veya. One act, it's two malachos.
It gets pointed for two of, not one.
Correct.
The only time you're going to get one chaf is if you do the av and the tol together. So if you do two different avos, behelam echad, you chayav two. So here it is two avos.
Why is the guy shechting the animal? He cared if the blood stains the skin of the animal? Yes, he does.
I'm a rab. So rab says, milsa da amri, I'm going to say something now, right? I said something weird, like you just said. Ema be mil, so I have to explain myself to the leishu la darya basarei v'lecholei, so the later generations won't come and question me and think that I'm saying something silly. Soveya b'may nichalei. The soveya, why the typical shchita, why is soveya nichalei? Because nicha de litavas beis hashchita dema, you want the makam of shchita to become reddened with the blood, ki heche de lechazui inshei b'lus l'zib d'minei. So people will see it and they'll buy it. The redder the neck is, people think that it was shechted fresh meat, and they're going to come buy it. I want the place to become red, so it looks like it's fresh meat, so people will come buy it. If I shecht it and the blood doesn't come out, people are not going to think it was a healthy animal, and they're not going to want to buy it. So it is nichalei that the makom hashchita gets as red as possible.
Right, but in the Mishkan, for example, when they were doing shechita, they weren't doing it to sell meat; they were doing it to use these skins or whatever, the hide, right?
Right. No, we said that that's not shchit. I guess that goes back to our original question. What shchit are they talking about? Because Tosos here points out, he says, Lava shochet de masnisen kai. We're not talking about the shchit in our Mishnah. Dahu pshita de lo havi el mishum tilis neshama. Right?
He's right, because...
He's talking about shochet de alma.
He's not talking about kohanas, he's talking about using the skins.
Okay, so but that's what he's saying. So that's what Tosos says. So Tosos is addressing that, I think. By saying we're not talking about the shchita that was done in the Mishnah. Talking about the concept of shchita. Shchita itself is a melacha d'oraisa. I don't know, but if it's not done in the Mishnah, then what's the issue?
Right, we're reviewing all the
Another question also in the Tilas Neshama, is that's another odd. Was that we listed 39 in the Mishnah? Where's the Tilas Neshama? Is that making 40? What? No, but we're saying Hashochet is. That's my question. Saying Hashochet, what's it chayav for? Chayav for Shochet. Listen to the Mishnah. So Tosafot says no. We're talking about a different type of Shochet. So what's it chayav for? Tilas Neshama. Tilas Neshama is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Is that a 40th? So what do you chayav for Shochet? Why do you have to ask? Borer or my mechayev? You chayav borer because it's borer. Shchita my mechayev. You chayav shchita because it's shchita. That's what's listed in the Mishnah already. Why are you asking what the underlying malacha av malacha is from shchita?
There's a Rashi says in the bottom there.
Right, he says. Right. So then, why is the Mishnah mention shchita? Just mention the Tfilas Neshama. What's the listing of shchita in the Mishnah? It's the only one that we're asking. What's the underlying chiyuv for?
Okay.
Well, it's in the Mishnah already. We don't ask Zorah mam chayev.
That's the question. Okay.
So Tosla seems to say that we're not talking about. He says lava shochet de masnisen kai. Da pshita de lo havi el mishum atilus neshama. It's the shochet in the Mishnah is definitely because of atilus neshama. The soveya tnan behedjav masnisen, because soveya is already written in the Mishnah. Ella shochet de almakai. What is that? That's your kasha. I don't know what that. I don't know. That's what Yossi's question. Shochet de alma. Shochet de alma. We're talking about the Mishkan. I put on the list though when we learned this.
Questions.
Okay.
Well, last time I checked, when we learned the butcher, you don't see the hide.
We don't. They did.
Who did?
When they went.
Shook, let's say, you don't see the. You see cut up meat, right?
Maybe the guy who went to the butcher to buy the meat to cut up. There were those days. They would go a step earlier to look at it. Okay, the Mishnah then mentioned v'hamolcho v'hameabdo. If you salt the hide and you sort of work tan the hide, those are also avos malachos. So Mar says hainu moleich hainu abin, salting the hides is working the hides. That's to soften it up. So once you say that ma'abid is an av malacha, that includes salting it. So that maleich is an av malacha.
It's
part of the process. So what do you have? So you doubled up here. So we only have 38. Why'd you double up? So Rav Yochel and Reish Lakish Amri Tavayu Api Chaminai. No, take out one of them. Try malacho. Va'ayon sirtut, and instead include in the Mishnah the concept of sirtut. What's sirtut? Rashi says
V'fisha derech haratz anim. I don't know what the ratz anim, what that translates to. Kishubal l'chatlo, there's the people coming to cut up the hides. Misarto t'chila, they would dig in these lines. Like, see if you know by the Sefer Torah and by the Megillah, you dig these lines in. They sort of made these perforations, I guess, into the hides.
Scoring.
Right? Sorry?
Scoring.
Scoring it?
Yeah.
What's it, what did you say it called?
Scoring.
Scoring it, okay. V'fisha Nefisha derech haratzanim kishubal l'chatlo misarto t'chila t'chila. Then you put the knife over the line. That's what they did. So sirtut is the malacha. They took out one and put in sirtut. Yeah. Then no one seems to argue. Like, where's the other gears? Like, no one seems to say anything. Amar Rav Bar Ravuna, hi man, the person comes and salts his meat on Shabbos. I'm assuming this is non-cooked meat. There's a chi of a ma'abed. Rava Amar, no, he says, no, ain't ibud b'cholin. There's no concept of ibud, there's no concept of ma'abed when it comes to food. You only chayav it for the skins and the hides. That's for ibud. I mean, on the raisa level. Okay? Right, points out, Tosas Dimarsa Ain points out that he's more than me, the rabbanon, it's usher to salt it. Then what does it do? What about your old food? I think salted for taste is different than salted for preservation. Okay, so Amar Rabbah Rav Huna, Hai Man Demalach Misra Chayev Mishum Abed, Rabbah Amar Eid Yipu Ochlin, and Amar Rav Ashri, Vafilo Rabbah Rav Huna, Lo Amar, when Rabbah Rav Huna said that you're Chayev for salting the meat, Lo Amar Ela De Kaboy Leila Orcha, if you salted it to such a degree, you make jerky out of it, you salted it to such a degree, it's going to last a long time. Aval Lebesa, but if you just salt it to keep the meat in, the house for, I guess, for a day or so, Lo Mishavei Inish Michla Eitz. You keep it in your house just because you don't have refrigeration. This is a preservative. You're not going to make a preservation to turn it into a bark. I guess people don't make beef jerky at home. I don't know. Right? Lo mashmei inish mechle eitz. People don't turn their food into bark, into tree. And therefore, that's not the type of salting. Just to put a little salt on it, that's not ma'abed. That's not considered ma'abed. Maybe that's the idea for salting for taste also. That's not considered ma'abed. Okay, and then the Mishnah mentioned the next malachos, v'hamimachko, v'hamichatko. So smoothing and cutting. Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, hashaf bein ha'amudim. Someone who smooths out, literally, between the pillars, and that's basically what Rashi says. Hashaf bein ha'amudim, miskikon amudei achsad ros, she'osim chalonos, v'nimsakim chalonos, bein amud amud, v'hashaf shamer karkis ha'binyon. You smooth out the ground in between these two pillars, then you're chai, so it would be smooth. That's considered smoothing. Tosas doesn't like that. Tosas that you put the skins on two pillars in order to stretch them and smooth them out. That's what Tosas says. So a shaf ben amudim b'shabes chayev mishum yechayev because you're over the melacha of mimache because you're smoothing it out. Again, every melacha that we go through, you're gonna have weeks and weeks of shiurim about them. What's the gather melacha? How is it defined? How it applies in the Mishkan, how it applies practical ramifications. Right, Mimachek comes into the toothbrush. The toothpaste talks about is brushing teeth is a concept of Mimachek. Every, it's just, whatever, you don't have time.
So what was the look of the Mishkan with the hide?
Yeah, they used to smooth it out.
Right, what did Rashi say though? You talking about hide also?
No, Rashi's talking about what you're doing here. Shaf bein ha'amudim. If someone goes and smooths out the ground, yeah. Right? Tosafot says, no, we're talking about smoothing out the hides across. So Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Rav Ashi told me three things. Mishmei Rabbi Shubin Levi, in the name of Rabbi Shubin Levi. Number one, Hamigarer Roshei Kolontzos Bashabis Chayev. So somebody who sort of smooths out or sharpens the tips of the poles. I think that's what it is. Yechayev Mishum Mechatech, because you're cutting it into some sort of set thing, and to make sharp tips on it, and that is Mechatech, that is cutting, right? Rashi says, Hamigare roshin chalona shehu roshin shavim dechadim. You want the tips, the top, to be equal and sharp. Maybe use it to hang things on it or something like that. That is mechatech. V'hamimareach retia. So this is some sort of you smear something on a bandage, right? Yochayev mishum mimachek.
This spreads the dressing on a wound.
He says directly on the wound. Spread the dressing on the wound. And Rashi doesn't seem to say it. Rashi says. Mimarchotia machlik tachboshes.
Smooth medication on the wound.
He says machlik tachboshes alamaka. Smoothing the bandage on the wound. Okay, he's smoothing it on the wound.
Yoshi Chai because of smoothing. It's the whole idea you're putting the on the baby. You put those things for the diaper rash to put on. You're not supposed to make it smooth and everything like that. I mean, the lock, it's easy. You just put it on in the glob, close the diaper, and no, it's not a mice. Close the diaper and let the baby walk around, and it happens by itself. Some of us are still in that parsha, so it's still shy after them. Okay, that was number two. Number three, v'hamisates hesa evan b'shabbos. If you sort of chisel the stone on Shabbos, chayim mishemakav b'patas. I guess you smooth it out by chiseling. That's makav b'patas because it's the final hammer blow. That's exactly what it is. Now you can use the stone for the building. Amar b'shem ben kisma, amar b'shem ben lachish. Hatzar tzura b'kli. Someone who chisels in a figure or an impression into an object. V'haminapeach b'kli zuchukis. And someone who blows into the glass. I guess the final the glass blower. Chayim mishemakav b'patas. Yichayim yikumakav b'patas because that is the gemar malacha. And the Gemara Malacha is a Malacha, Malacha d'Oraisa.
How's that Gemara Malacha?
Yeah, I don't know. Why is that not? Why is that not bone? Well, yeah. It's not bone itself.
Before that, it's nothing. You have to blow it and make it into an image or a form.
Right. Tosos seems to add, they had Tosos on Ayin Dalam with Beis. He said, according to the Manda Amar, who says that there is a concept of Binyan Vestir Bekalim. Remember, there's a Machlokas where there's Binyan Vestir Bekalim. But according to the concept of Binyan Vestir Bekalim, when you make the Kli over here, why, right? So when you blow the Kli, why isn't a Chai Bishop Bone? Tosos asked the question. Right, Tosel and Ayin Dalam and Beis and Chavisa. He says, at the bottom. He says, "V'tzarach iyan the lo likshim yimnapeich bekli zechuchas the sof kirkin." Why can't you prove over there? why don't you prove over there that there's no binyan bekalim? Because why aren't you chayav for binyan over there? So maybe maybe this member is going according to the Ma'an Amar who says there's no binyan bekalim. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Hayman Deshakil Akume Miglimi. There's a guy who sort of rips off or tears off the fringes on the garments, the leftover fringes. After you sew, I guess you sew together, you had these little fringes left over on the garments and you ripped them off. Yechayim Mishamakim Patesh, that's also the final hammer blow, because now you're making it smooth, you're pulling off the last parts of the stitching to make it clean, right? Vahani Mil Dekapit Alayah. That's only if really you have kapeda on them, that you care that they are there. But I guess if you don't care that they are there, then you're not chayiv. Like, the only thing I think of a mice is maybe you have those tags on the suits. And even if you rip off the tags, you still have those little bit of the stitching that's left over. So someone, I guess, some people care about whether or not you have that stitching on there. If you pull those things out, maybe that's the chayiv makav patash, finishing the clothing. I'm not passing, I'm just saying that's what I'm going to think of off the top of my head of what would be a practical ramification. Okay, the Mishnah then mentions the next malacha, which is a kosev shtei osios. Writing two letters, permanent writing, has to be permanent writing. Writing two letters, and also erasing al menas lichtov shtei osios. That erasing is the oraisa. Erasing is to in order to write. Again, erasing, and you have to do about the letters on books on the bookbinding. So a whole lot of discussion about erasing as well. So Tana Rabbanan, guy writes a big massive letter. The yeshem koma lichtov shtayim. He writes a letter big enough that it's enough space in that one letter that you could have written two letters. Right, could have written two letters. So Potter, he's still Potter. It's not Mutter, but it's still Potter. No Chayav Karban over here because in the Mishkan the halacha was what they do. They wrote two letters. They put the two things together and they wrote the two letters. So even if you wrote one massive size letter, you only wrote one letter. So you're Potter. However,
graffiti on a big mural, you write one letter as part of the thing.
One letter, it's Potter. Right? One letter. But Machak Os Gedola the Yesh Makom Lifto Shaim. Let's say you erased that. There was a big letter there, and it had, and you erased that one letter. Well, now, in order to write two letters, so that's chayev for mechika, you're chayev, because mechika is done for mochik amonas lichtov shtei osios. So if you erase one large letter, where there's enough room after you erase it to write two, and that was your intent, then you're chayev for mochik. Right?
What's the shiur? I
don't know what the shiur. I don't know how big it is. I don't know. Shtei osios benonis. Yeah, whatever. I don't know. What the size is? I don't know. Is it the size? Is it Times New Roman? Is it Arial? Is it 12-5? Is it 16-5? I don't know. How big a letter? What's the gather of the size of a letter? We said Osios Bainless, we said.
Did you say?
I don't know. We have a centimeter size. We have.
Maybe you can make a letter tiny if you want.
Maybe it's legible. Maybe something that's legible. I don't know. All right. And he says, Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yossi, Zech Chomer Mochum B'Kosev. That's one of the Chomers by Mochum and Kosev. Because if you write one large letter, you're potter. But if you erase one large letter, then you'll be chayev. Okay. Mishnah mentioned, Habone V'Hasoser, right? Building and breaking down. V'Hasoser V'Hasoser also. V'Hamechave, putting out a flame. V'Hamavir, and igniting, right? V'Hamakev V'Patish. So now the Gemara is going to answer, what is Makev V'Patish? Rav Rav Zeir, Amri Tarvayu. Anything that you do that's the final hammer blow, the final blow to finish an item, that is considered makah patish. Right, and the Mishnah mentioned Elu Avos Malachos. These are the Avos Malachos. So, right, typical Babylonian fashion. Anytime there's a Mishnah that says Elu, there's a rule, has to come to exclude something. Yerushalmi does not usually do that, but the Bavli does. Elu, right, Avos Malachos. So Elu Lafuke, what's it coming to exclude? It's Lafuke made Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yezer, to come to exclude the Shita of Rabbi Yezer, the Mechayev at Halada b'makom Av. He holds, right, he says this in the Gemara Krisus, that if you are over on Shabbos, the Av and the Tolda, it's Tolda, Yechayev Shtei Chatos, one for the Av and one for the Tolda. So our Mishnah comes to teach us that that's not the Din, that you only bring a Chatos on the Av and not the Tolda. Because we said explicitly that the only reason why we mention the 39 Melachas here is to teach us what are the Avos, and to teach us that you only chayef each av individually. But the av and the tolda, you only chayef once. That's why it says, Elu, these are the avos. Well, because they tell me that these are the avos that you would chayef. And not the and against Rabbi Lazar, who says that you even chayef a chatas if you did the tolda with the av. He says
you're not. You are.
He says you are. Our Mishnah says you're not.
Do two tolda A and B, you chayef two chatos.
If you do tolda from malacha A and tolda from malacha B, it's the same thing as doing av A and av B.
Right.
But if you do malacha A and one, and it's tolda, our Mishnah holds only chayav one chatas, but doesn't hold you chayav two chatas.
Right. This Mishnah is basically more like, they use that vast Mishnah, every malacha that there is, and they give you one line for each malacha, and that's it. The Mishnah.
Yeah. Not like Hotzah.
It's like a tease.
They keep going. There's more. There's another like 100 plot in the set. We're going to talk
just
a little bit.
Right.
We got like 90 some or more plot.
Crazy,
no, I mean, you talk about more. They talk about it more, but in Achanami, the most of the halachas are drawn out from the Gemara seems to be giving the rules, and then you have to try to make the practical applications. Then the Mishnah said that the minyan avos is arba'im chaser achas. It's 40 minus 1. It's 39. So why is that? To exclude the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the Sanya, Rabbi Yehuda has two other malachos. The Sanya Rabbi Yehuda Mosif es ha-shovet v'ha-medaktik. He includes the shovet and the medaktik. These are processes in setting up the loom. The shovet somehow is that you smooth out the chut that go on the chassis. I don't know the process. And medaktik is, I guess you make it nice and neat. I'm not exactly sure. So Amrlo, shovet harei b'chal mesif. Okay, does that help you anymore? No, okay. So Amrullah, the Chama said, Shovet harehu b'chal mesich. Shovet is already in malacha of mesich, because that's setting up the threads. The medakde harehu b'chal oreg. It's already in the malacha of oreg. So they're not separate avos malachas. We already have them included in our malachas. But I guess according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have 41 malachas. We don't have 39, we have 41. All right. Next. The Mishnah is now going to bring some klalim about hotzah. Right, back to a little bit of Hotzah. So, Ode Klal Echad Amru, right? This is the Ode Klal. This is how we remember we said Klal Gadol. Why is it Klal Gadol? Because this is the Klal Gadol compared to the next Klal. But Ode Klal Echad Amru, besides the Klal Gadol that we mentioned in the beginning of the mission of the Perek, we have another Klal. Kol HaKasher LeHatznia. Any type of item that somebody would sort of hide, would put away, Umatznian Kamohu. And most people, right, would hide this size of the, what you're putting away. And you take that thing out on Shabbos. Chayiv chatas lav. That's the size where you chayiv chatas. Trying to figure out. Okay, we mentioned about hotzah. What item are you taking out? And you chayiv for hotzah. So right, Rashi says, kol hakashal atzniya. So min ha'asur letzarech adam. It's something that a person will use. Right, something a person will use. Right, umatzniya kamo zeh. This size. Kol mezeh sheyishbo shir aroy letzniya. So I guess it shifts between different items, the size. I mean, this example that you say over here was carrying lint in your pocket. You're not chayef for hotzah.
Right.
Because it's not...
This is a normal shear.
Whatever you used. Something that you don't use. It's not hotzah, which my example is lint in your pocket. The ematzdin kamohu. And also anything that it would be something that you person would use, but not in that size. Votziu b'Shabbos ain chayev ela hamatznio. You're not chayev except the matznio. What does that mean? Ela hamatznio. Rashi says im nasech chaviv l'adam echad. That makes it subjective. The typical person won't carry this item at this size. This guy would carry this item this size. He would be chayev, but somebody else would. It turns it into a subjective definition of the size of something that you'd be chayev for otzah. If you have a certain person who this is chaviv for him, right? Shabri adam would it? They'd be potter. He would be chayev. All right. So the Gemara says kol hakasher latznia, right? Kol hakasher that's lafuke mai. What's that coming to exclude? You ready, Yossi? Rapapa amar lafuke dam nida comes to exclude someone carrying dam nida. Because people don't necessarily carry dam nida. Mar ukva amar lafuke atse asherah comes to the mayit, you know, a shera tree, the bark of avodah zarah, because those are asur rahana, and people are not typical people do not keep those around, so those aren't important items to keep them around. So whereas manda amar dam nida, one who says that it's come to exclude dam nida because it's not a davar chashuv, koshkin atzer shera. He definitely says atzer shera also not chashuv won't be chayev. Umanda amar atzer shera, the one who says no, it comes to exclude atzer shera. Maybe he says that you be chayev if you take out dam nida, but dam nida masnili l'shunra, because dam nida people do keep aside, they feed it to the cat. Okay, the person they feed it to the cat, right? Rashi says madam dam nida ain't a kosher latznia, kosher latznia shera shuah none, right? Mice, he says it's mice, but the other one says no, you feed it to the cat. The Gemara says v'idach, the other person says no, you wouldn't feed it to the cat, right? You're not chayiv la nida because even though it's roi to give to a cat, kevan dechol shalu matzile, since it weakens, it's not something you hide. Who does it weaken? Rashi says it weakens the person whose blood came from. It's some sort of superstition here, I guess, here, that if you feed blood to the cat, the person whose blood is being fed gets weakened.
But it says before, but the Mishnah before allowed a woman to go out with a pouch to collect them, neither on Shabbos.
Right.
So this contradicts what he's saying here.
That's the pouch. I mean, who says it? Just to get the stain. That's to check for the stain.
So what?
Here we're talking about the guy collected dam nida in a bucket, so to speak, and was walking with it.
A woman walking who's menstruating, that's not a problem, right?
I don't think so. I mean, over there the question was whether she can actually wear a feminine product to protect her. The question machlokes there was whether it's protecting her leg or her clothing. Yeah, here just acting, it's actually coming out with like a bucket of blood. I'm not exactly sure what
that should
see.
No, that should be muktzeh then.
How is he carrying? How about carrying the actual chavis itself? The thing, the container. And only chayiv somebody's.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. How's he carrying it in his hands? I don't know. Where would he hide it? I don't know. So Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, hi. This cloud in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that the Mishnah said a dover that's also for most people, and it has the shear for most people, that becomes asur lahana. But the loka Rabbi Shimon, that's not the Rabbi Shimon. The ikra Rabbi Shimon, ha'amar Rabbi Shimon says, tomorrow's daf, lo amaru kol shum halalo elo lematznian. No, there's no set shear. The shear is only based on the individual. There's no set rule. It's just based on the individual.
Preference, but only for carry. Everything else has a shear.
I guess. Let's just try to get to the Mishnah. Because in a kosher latznia, anything that's not something that you typically hide, and you don't hide it that size, or it is something you hide put away, you don't do it for that size, you're not chayav for. Amar Rav Elazar, ha, this cloud is also the lokav shimon elazar. It's not like shimon elazar. It's not because tiny of a price. It says cloud amar shimon elazar kosher in a kosher latznia, right? The ematznia and kamo, but hukshar lazeh the tzniu uva achirotzio nischayav zeb machshavas lazeh. He says it's not a set rule. He says if person A typically does not take this thing out. But person B does, and then person A goes and takes out the thing from person B, person A would be chayav, because the fact that person B was machshavit turned it into, was machshavit, and now you would be chayav for taking it out. Okay.
It's all subjective.
It's very subjective. Whatever, you have to learn the sukkah. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day.